Cases of the coronavirus are trending up in the Eastern Panhandle. As Liz McCormick reports, Berkeley County has seen an increase of 19 confirmed positive COVID-19 cases in the past 2 days.
Berkeley County's total number of positive cases as of Thursday evening is 322 with 14 probable cases, according to the West Virginia Department of Health and Human Resources. Berkeley has the highest number of positive cases in the state. Speaking at a press briefing Thursday, Governor Jim Justice said state officials are closely watching the situation in the Eastern Panhandle.
Berkeley, Jefferson, Morgan counties are counties that we're watching nonstop. You know, they're probably the most exposed counties from the standpoint of all the stuff from D.C. to Virginia, you know, in that area.
Also in Thursday's presser, State Health Officer Dr. Kathy Slemp said while the numbers are higher in Berkeley County, the percent positivity of cases is staying fairly consistent.
What we're looking at in these settings is both the level of disease and trends or changes in disease. So we're seeing lots of higher level of disease, but it's been staying kind of steady along that path.
But despite the increase, the state is moving forward with reopening plans. On Friday, casinos and movie theaters are set to reopen statewide. Dr. Terrence Reedy is the health officer for the Berkeley-Morgan County Health Department and the Jefferson County Health Department. He said in an interview over Skype that for the past few weeks, Berkeley County on average sees about 25 new cases each week. But recently that's increased to between 40 and 50 a week.
The hope had been that people would have understood by this point what they need to do to decrease the risk of infection. And we're seeing that that's not happening. We're seeing it both in the numbers of the rising cases and the activities of people getting together and not doing the social distancing or wearing the masks, the simple things that do make a difference.
He cautions entities in the Eastern Panhandle to slow down in reopening and be mindful. He says just because they can open doesn't necessarily mean they should yet.
There are some things that are legal, such as you can go buy and drink a fifth of whiskey a day. It's legal. It's bad advice, and it's certainly bad health.
The governor's office has made no announcement at this time whether to slow reopening in the Eastern Panhandle region. Berkeley and Jefferson counties do remain on high alert for the coronavirus. At least 79 people in West Virginia have died from the virus and 2,100 have tested positive, according to state health officials Thursday evening. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Liz McCormick in Martinsburg.